Hello and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Monday, October 25th. Coming up on today's show, we talk with the director and writer of The Book of Darkness and Light, a spooky play of three ghost stories that's making its North American debut in Sackville on Wednesday night. But first, more local news and information. The outbreak at the Drew Nursing Home in Sackville was declared over Friday night at midnight. In celebration, the town of Sackville organized a Heroes Drive-Through on Friday morning, inviting the local RCMP, Ambulance New Brunswick, and the Sackville Fire Department to convoy past the home to express thanks to the Drew staff and other frontline workers. Sackvillians won't have to travel to Moncton to pick up a rapid testing kit starting this week. A Horizon Health Network van will be handing out rapid test kits in the parking lot of the Tantramar Memorial Civic Center on Tuesday, starting at 10 a.m. and continuing to 2:30 p.m. or until supply runs out. The visit is part of a new mobile pickup site program, which will see four Horizon vans visit 20 locations in New Brunswick each week. On Wednesday, a rapid test distribution van will visit Port Elgin at the parking lot beside Victoria Park. In the Moncton area, Horizon vans will also visit Rexton, Petticoatiac, and Hillsborough each week. Rapid test kits will continue to be available for pickup at hub sites around the province. The closest hub site to Sackville is 380 McNaughton Avenue near the Moncton Costco. That site will be open Monday to Friday from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. or as daily supplies last. The local vaccination rollout is continuing. On Friday, we heard from local pharmacist Charles Beaver about the continued rollout of first and second doses at the corner drugstore. Beaver says drop-ins are often available at the corner drug, as are appointments for vaccinations. And this week, Vitality Health Network is also operating a vaccination clinic in Sackville. On Wednesday, October 27th, a pop-up clinic will open from 9 to 5 at the Sackville Visitor Information Center. The Sackville Clinic will offer pre-booked and drop-in appointments for both the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines. Sackville Town Council meets tonight to take a thorough look at the proposed budget for 2022. Town staff released a proposed budget last week calling for a flat tax rate, which will translate into a 6% increase in revenue for the town. Increased spending is proposed to cover cost increases in policing, insurance, and labor contracts. A number of new initiatives are also planned, such as a youth sports subsidy, an active transportation plan, and increased asphalt patching. Starting at 7 p.m. tonight, Treasurer Michael Beale will answer questions about the budget from councillors. To attend in person, contact Town Clerk Donna Beale. The meeting will also be live-streamed with links on the town website and at chmafm.com. Incoming CHMA host and Mount A student Heidi Lynn O'Connor took home a Music New Brunswick award this year. O'Connor's business, East Track Mind, won Champion of the Year in the annual Music Awards. East Track Mind creates playlists of East Coast music for play in local shops and businesses. O'Connor is also a photographer, and the East Track Mind website features loads of images of East Coast artists. You can check out the playlists and the photos at easttrackmind.com. Finally, on today's Tantramar Report, Sackville's spooky season has started, and the Performers Theatre Company is a major contributor to the All Hallows' Eve atmosphere this year. The Community Theatre Company is staging The Book of Darkness and Light, a trio of ghost stories by UK playwright Adam Robinson that is making its North America debut here on Wednesday. Robinson and local director Stephen Puddle joined me at CHMA Studios to talk about the play and about the thrill of a pleasing terror that the ghost story genre can engender. All right, so The Book of Darkness and Light has been called astoundingly unsettling and creepy and captivating. And very shortly, it's going to be coming to Sackville, New Brunswick. The Performers Theatre Company is staging the play starting October 27th. And we've got director Stephen Puddle and the playwright Adam Robinson here in studio at CHMA. Welcome.
Thanks for having us. Hi.
Yeah.
I'll start off with you, Stephen. How did it come about that The Book of Darkness and Light, a play written and staged in the UK so far, is coming to Sleepy Little Sackville?
I saw
it advertised. Pretty sure this, because I've been trying to think back, where did I first see this? There's various companies around that you buy your scripts from. And it was in there, and I'd been thinking about ghost stories, and I had read the script of another one, which I found kind of confusing, and I didn't think I'd do that, and then came across this. And so I thought, oh, this sounds really interesting. So ordered a copy and fell in love with it when I read it. And that was kind of, oh, no, okay. So I contacted Adam directly. Luckily, he said in the script that it was a one-man show, but it could be developed into a full production. So that's what I wanted to do. And that's how it all came about. Yeah.
Oh, interesting. So this production will be a bit different than the UK production so far.
Yeah. I mean, as Stephen said, I performed this myself. It was a play that we toured in 2016 and then 2017 up and down England. And the play was published by Play Dead Press. And that's how, obviously, Stephen got hold of a copy. But I was aware that he had this copy. And we just started talking a little bit, didn't we, on email, Stephen. And then... yeah, you got in touch to talk about staging it. And Stephen's ideas that I've heard so far just make this so exciting for me because, as you say, it's always been a one-man thing, me and a musician on stage. And Stephen is taking it to something into something completely different. It's got a full cast. I'm going to let you obviously tell the full details, Stephen. But it's just so exciting for me.
There's three separate ghost stories, but I've been told, you know, we can't really talk about what it's about because that's going to spoil everything.
Yes, kind of. Unless you have any way of, telling a little bit, if you're used to
without
telling
spoiling.
A little bit of it without
spoiling
it.
Well, I mean, I'm a big fan of classic ghost stories. I really love ghost stories. The genre, I'm a real nerd about it and unapologetically nerdy about this topic. I love it. I have a podcast called The Ghost Story Book Club where I have guests on talking about different ghost stories. And it's an area that I write a lot in and I primarily stage them as theatre shows. So if people like the ghost stories of M.R. James or Edith Wharton or E. Nesbitt or Charles Dickens, or Susan Hill, things like The Woman in Black, I think they'll be really into the show. It's three, as we've said, three self-contained stories of varying lengths, and it's just got that kind of spooky, chilling, creepy atmosphere that you kind of want from a ghost story. You want to sit down by a fireside and pick up a tome of old ghost stories. And yeah, that was the ambition of the show, mm-hmm. And that essentially is what the script is. It's these three distinct, but their atmosphere shares a gene or two, I would say.
Now, when I was reading about it, I was wondering exactly how creepy and unsettling is this going to get? Do we need a content warning? Like, should some people self-select out of the audience?
Well,
It's probably not something for kids.
Okay. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, exactly. We use, in our production, we use music. We don't unfortunately have live music like Adam had, but music is a big component and lighting and some special effects. So tried to sort of incorporate all of this. And at one point during the rehearsals, I was concerned that it wasn't scary enough. And that's not because the script wasn't. But when you work with a script for a while, you start to not always know the edge that it has. Mm-hmm. And so I was thinking, oh, I don't know if this is that scary. I have to really spend more time examining how to integrate like the music and and so a lot of ideas developed in the course of the rehearsal period as to how to, I say choreograph, but don't necessarily mean that in a way of dance, but choreograph the moves and the atmosphere that's created by the characters. Mm. So we worked even more so on that in the last couple of weeks, even as I was considering that question, is it scary enough? And so I think at this point now, I think we've got it at a good place. But really, it's for, I mean, I know some, I think 10-year-old, 11-year-olds that are coming. And if they're into that kind of thing, then I think that's okay if their parents are happy with that too. But for younger than that, certainly if they are not robust kind of children, then it's not something I'd really recommend for them. Right. And it's the great thing is it's not a show that has profanity in it, but it's just the spooky aspects. Right. And the way Adam has written it is excellent as far as describing what some of these people are seeing before them. That's a long answer to a short question.
It's a complicated issue, though, isn't it? About
it is.
There's an expression that the writer I mentioned earlier, M.R. James, used, which was a pleasing terror, which is an expression that I love. Yes,
I like that.
Because the idea is, I mean, I think ghost stories are fun. I think horror is fun, actually. I think good horror is fun. I think you have a fun time watching it. And certainly the stories, the idea is that, yes, you're a bit spooked. Yes, you, and I don't know what Stephen's got up his sleeve for this production. I do not know. I haven't seen it yet. I'm very excited to. But yeah, you're spooked, and I don't know. Maybe you'll even, you'll sort of jump a couple of times. I don't know. But you enjoy yourself. It's fun. You're having fun while that's happening, and that's certainly the vibe of the script. And I can sort of see by the look in Stephen's eye that might be the sort of thing we're in for.
Well, I kind of, as a director and as an actor, if you want to say a calling that we have in that regards is to move your audience, if it's to laughter or sorrow or whatever it might be. And this is another genre, and a genre that is. In all my years of being in theatre, I have never come across workshops or someone like Adam that has focused on this genre ever. And that's been in various places around the world where I've lived. First time that I've ever come across this. Comedy, of course, heaps of stuff. Shakespeare, infinite number of workshops on how to stage Shakespeare, how to understand Shakespeare. Never this one. And so this is why I find it's very exciting. And I think for a town like Sackville that has a university-minded population, that they would be open to this because they've got a broader understanding of things. They take on board more things. So I think the whole thing is quite unique.
Exciting. a practical note. Performers Theatre Company. You've weathered the pandemic.
Yes, we did.
This is your second production?
Yes, this year.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, that's great.
It is.
Is there any details that people need to know about in that regard?
Yes. Yeah. They have to be double vaccinated.
Right.
And they have to be able to show evidence of that at the door. Have to wear a mask. There's hand sanitizer there. And those are really the three things, but we also, the theatre itself is cleaned before every performance. So that's the chairs, the bathrooms, high touch areas, all that kind of thing.
All right.
So, yeah.
So but that's all well underhand.
It is, yes. And when people book online, when they get their tickets, they are reminded of those things too. It's on our front page of our website, but they're also reminded. Oh. Yeah.
Adam, I'll ask you just about your more recent work. I mean, are you still writing the creepy stories?
I am. I just before the pandemic hit, I just finished a run of a play called Upon the Stair over in Harrogate in North Yorkshire in England, and we were in this beautiful old Victorian theatre for a week, and it was again three ghost stories. It had a slightly different. We had a slightly different approach to that one because one of our cast members, Raffi Julian, she's an actor, is deaf, profoundly deaf. And so she performed the whole thing in BSL, British Sign Language, and VV, which is visual vernacular. And that is an art form basically created by deaf people, which it kind of has elements of mime, but BSL as well. And it's this beautiful art form where you get to see images that people create with their hands and their bodies. It's a brilliant, brilliant thing. So it was three of us. It was me, Rafi, and our musician, Chloe Hayward, on violin. And it was the biggest show we've ever done. It had this beautiful set and this incredible soundscape created by Guy Connolly. And it was just brilliant. We absolutely loved performing it. And the response we got was just wonderful. And having Rafi as part of the team was astonishing. But then, of course, COVID came along and it meant that we couldn't complete our tour for that. And there are still some big question marks hanging over whether we will be able to remount that because of what's happened with COVID. But I'm also, as soon as I get back to the UK, a play of that I've just written called Belle and Mary, which is a true crime play that I was commissioned to write by the Duke's Theatre in Lancaster, will be staged over in Lancaster. So, yes, I've... despite everything, I've actually had a really busy couple of years, and obviously I'm very thankful for that. And I've kind of worked as hard as I possibly could given the circumstances. But yeah, I've been quite busy in the last couple of years, and yeah. But it's just I just want to say how much of a thrill it is to come over to Sackville and be here for the opening of this production. It's such a thrilling thing. My partner and I are here, and we're both just giddy with anticipation and joy. So
I hope I don't let them down.
Are you nervous, Stephen?
Just a little, but I've got to know Adam now, and he's such a nice guy and very chill. And whenever I've shared ideas with him, he's always been very encouraging with them. So I've never had a response from him of, no, I don't think you should do that. So that's been good. So I'm kind of nervous, but not at the same time.
Now, you're here for the week, I guess, it, a number of days anyway. And so will you be attending rehearsals, or are you going to just wait and see opening night?
I think I'm going to wait and see. I mean, I certainly...
It's up to Adam what he would like to do, but I think I sort of am of two minds.
Yeah, yeah.
Should I invite him to the dress rehearsals? But, yeah.
I'd love to stop in and just see something.
Yeah.
But I really want to see the show as you want it to be seen. You know, I would hate for people to peer over my shoulder while I'm drafting, you know, while I'm writing. I wouldn't give you a second draft to read.
Yes.
But I'd love to come in and see what's going on. But I'm just so excited because it's a play that I anticipated would only ever be performed by me and perhaps somebody within the sort of theatrical circle I work in the UK, and to come all the way over to Sackville is just amazing. You know, so I've been so excited about it. And the director, I was telling Stephen last night that the director of the original show, when I told him about this, he was like, oh, maybe I can come as well. So you nearly had about 12 people from the peripherals of the production coming over. But no, I'm very excited to see what you've done with the script.
Right.
All right. Well, we're very excited to see it, and I really appreciate you both coming in today. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thank you for having us. Thanks. We appreciate that.
That was UK playwright Adam Robinson and local director Stephen Puddle. If A Pleasing Terror sounds good to you, you can find out information about tickets and performances at performerstheatre.com or check for the link on the web story at chmafm.com. That's it for CHMA's Tantrum Hour Report for this Monday, October 25th. As always, we hope that you will get in touch with your comments or questions at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.